new developments in the struggle over water rights on Maui. That's the subject of today's Reality Check. Honolulu Civil Beat's politics and opinion editor, Chad Blair, on the line this morning. Hi there.
Good morning, Catherine.
So what happened?
Well, without going into too much complexity, because it is a complex and lengthy issue, what happened was the Intermediate Court of Appeals, the ICA, in Hawaii yesterday issued an opinion. And it pertains specifically to this lawsuit called Carmichael versus BLNR, the Land Board, and A&B. That's Alexander and Baldwin. And in a nutshell, the ICA has asked a lower court, the First Circuit Court, to take a look at this case again to resolve a couple of factual issues regarding these water lease permits that the state has been granting to A&B in East Maui, and also suggested that maybe the state's environmental laws don't actually apply to this particular case. I'm talking specifically about Chapter 343. That's our very important law on having environmental assessments and environmental impact statements done on pretty complicated, important projects impacting the environment.
I understand that the governor tweeted about this development.
Well, he actually tweeted the day before, and it was an interesting bit of timing because the governor was in his tweet saying, look, we're working to resolve this water rights issue. And I know at least one or two sources who looked at that said, I wonder if he had a heads up about
yes.
the ICA decision. I don't know that the governor did. And I can tell you that the administration referred all inquiries to the Department of Land and Natural Resources, which issues the permits, and the Attorney General's office. I can tell you that the Land Board and the AG's office looked pretty happy with the decision. They felt like it affirmed their authority, particularly the Land Board, the DLNR, to issue these water permits. Suzanne Case, the chair of the Land Board, said she looked forward to working on this. Having said that, there was criticism from the people representing Carmichael, the other plaintiffs as well. That's the Native Hawaiian Legal Corporation. They said the ICA basically punted on the decision there, that they failed to resolve this case, which now is going on 18 years and counting and really dates back, you know, to the 19th century when sugarcane and was being farmed in Maui. They also said that eventually, look, this is probably going to have to go to the Hawaii Supreme Court. What do you mean Chapter 343 doesn't apply? That's a fundamental law when you're talking about land and water. So it still remains contentious.
Right. But I think, you know, this was a really big win for the Native Hawaiian Legal Corporation, as we were going through the process, right? So I imagine, yeah, they're not too happy. But the effective result of this decision, though, this ruling, gives them more breathing time, I guess.
It certainly gives the state more time. Suzanne Case indicated, and others said as well, that means the water's not going to be turned off at the end of 2019 when these permits expire. And it looks like the Land Board has the authority, or the DLNR has the authority, to continue issuing these one-year revocable permits to use this water. In A&B's case, they're diverting stream water from East Maui and sending it down to the Central Plain there. You might recall A&B sold all its land, or a good chunk of its land, I think all of it, in the to Mahi Pono, which is working to develop diversified agriculture, and they need the water. It's very dry there in Central Maui.
Right. And, you know, we should also underscore that the whole, I guess, the landscape has changed because the last sugar mill closed down. And so this is just a way to deal with the aftermath of that, right? Because water was the big, sugar was a big water sucker.
Yeah. But if diversified ag is going to prosper, and that's something that a lot of people have talked about, not just in the agricultural community, they're going to need water as well. And as part of that deal, A&B selling that land to Mahi Pono, the Sierra Club said there was a deal to make sure that water keeps going there. A&B, by the way, said, no, that's a red herring. You don't quite have that argument right. But bottom line, A&B does want to continue with these water permits based on their application process with the DLNR.
And there's no timeline then for the lower court to look at this, is there?
No, and that's a good question, too. How long is this going to take? It is interesting. The ICA had been sitting on this appeal for 3 years since the First Circuit Court won. And then suddenly, in a flurry, they make the decision. No timeline, though, the courts can take as they choose to take.
Okay, it'd be interesting, yeah, to see how this plays out and when it actually gets resolved.
Thanks, Catherine.
All right. Thanks so much. That was politics and opinion editor Chad Blair. He's with Honolulu Civil Beat. He was giving us today's reality check and the latest in the water struggle on Maui. To read his story on this issue, visit civilbeat.org.